Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Donna W., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Thursday, 7th of July. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are at page 13, the fourth paragraph, I Was to Test My Thinking. Today's readers are Deb E. for the 12 Steps, Juanice N. for the 12 Traditions, Eileen M. for the reading the section in the Big Book, Dion R. for Vision for You, page 164, and Jody E. is backup. Thank you all for your service. The reference numbers for Wednesday, the 6th of July, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, is 19147. That's 19,147. And for today, Thursday, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 19,151. That's 19151. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I now ask Deb E. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning. This is Deb E. from Montana, and these are the 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And I pass.
Thank you, Deb E. I now ask Juanice N. to read the 12 traditions, please.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Juanice N., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. These are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group are never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversies. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you so much, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Anitzen. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirements for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the traditions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page 13, the fourth paragraph, one paragraph only, starting with, I was to test my thinking, and finishing with, but that would be in great measure. I am asking Eileen M. to read and share on that paragraph, please.
Good morning. This is Eileen M., a recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. I was to test my thinking by the new God consciousness within. Common sense would thus become uncommon sense. I was to sit quietly when in doubt, asking only for direction and strength to meet my problems as he would have me. Never was I to pray for myself, except as my requests bore on my usefulness to others. Then only might I expect to receive, but that would be in great measure. Yeah, so I love this reading. This reminds me of, you know, this is a direct tie-in to step 11. And, you know, it refers to, you know, after we've had a spiritual awakening, or after Bill had a spiritual awakening, it was like, well, now what? You know, now what do we do? And this is just a direction of, you know, now we've entered the world of the spirit because, you know, for me, I became unblocked as a result of the inventory steps. So I became unblocked from God, and now I have this... I have this new relationship. And, you know, I was thinking about, this reminds me of the phrase on page 87, where it says, you know, we go through the day, we pause when we're agitated or doubtful. So, you know, the first time I do this is I get quiet in the morning upon awakening. And it says right here, I was to sit quietly. So I, you know, it's pausing and getting quiet. And then I do the same when I'm frustrated or doubtful, and I ask for direction, you know, and ask for strength. And you know what what is interesting about this is, you know, intuition is that connection, it's that communication between God and me. And I don't always get an intuitive thought as a result of meditation. It's like, you know, I'll meditate in the morning, and then, you know, later in the day I'll be walking, or I'll be driving, or I'll be in the shower. Like, I get a lot of intuition in the shower for some reason. It's something about the water, I think. The water's very spiritual. But, you know, something will get revealed to me that I didn't, you know, it didn't come from me. You know, I never would have thought of that. And I believe that that's a communication. But I have to, you know, it only comes if I ask for it. And it only comes if I get quiet. So with that, I pass. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Eileen.
Donna.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Go
ahead. All right. Okay, great. So now we'll open up for sharing. If you could Since today is my first day moderating, please be gentle and give me your names and locations one at a time.
Bonnie B. from Minnesota.
Cynthia C.
Melanie C.
Mo H.
Cynthia C.
So I have Bonnie B., Cynthia C., Melanie C., Mo H., and was that April C.?
Oh, April B. as in boy.
Robin P.
April B., great. And Robin P. So we'll pause there. Thank you for being one at a time. So Bonnie B., Cynthia C., Melanie C., Mo H., April B., and Robin B. So everyone, please mute your phone, and we'll start with Bonnie B. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for your service this morning. You're doing a fantastic job. Bonnie B., recovered by the grace of God for today, currently in Minnesota. This is just everything is opposite of what I thought it was. So when I read this paragraph, I think about coming into the steps and how, or coming into the program, and how when I first went through the steps, everything within me wanted to live in columns 1, 2, and 3. Why was I resentful? What was the cause and what did it affect? And it's inside out, because the only way that I get recovered from any emotion is to get into column 4, which is to the opposite. Common sense would become uncommon sense. I had to instantly jump out of those first three and say, God, what's my part? What's going on? And how did I do that? I did that by being quiet. People will ask frequently, how do you know if you're not connected? And I'll say, I've lost my happy, joyous, and free. That's how I know that I am unconnected from my God. And again, what would I typically want to do? I want to go right back to the first three columns and just major on what's going on. But it's when I sit quietly and when I actually pick up the phone and call someone else and run through a 10-step or a fear inventory, that all of a sudden I feel like, okay, you know what? God has given me again direction and strength. And he gives me that direction and strength on the inside. And most often it's in doing nothing, right, other than the 10-step and then taking it back to him. And when and the whole prayer thing, when I used to pray, I always prayed specifically. We have 6 kids. I always prayed specifically what I wanted for them. And this has completely altered the way I pray, because that was my desire for my kids versus saying, God, what's your desire for my kids and for their spouses? So this is the most beautiful thing, because it really frees me up. It totally sets me free from thinking that I have any control over anything. And living in that spot, I get to live in the happy, joyous, and free, because I do serve a God that knows it all, can handle it all, and doesn't need me. So beautiful, beautiful, beautiful paragraph. Thank you, everyone, for your service today. And thank you for hearing me and allowing me to share. I'll pass.
Thank you, Bonnie B. Next up, we have Cynthia C., followed by Melanie C.
Thank you so much, moderator. This is Cynthia C. from Newton, Massachusetts. Oh, my gosh. Already with only 2 speakers so far, I've heard my story. And it's just, I'm so grateful to be in this meeting today. I think it is, what I have to say probably reiterates what other people have said. But maybe, hopefully, if you're a newcomer, I guess that's what I want to turn it to. When I came into program, I was a doer. I kept feeling I had to fix everything and take care of everything. There was a problem or a bad feeling, I needed to fix it. I needed to take action. So for me, I'm a food addict. So my action for myself would be to eat or to hyper-exercise or to do something like that. It was always to take action to fix things. And it took me a little while in program. It didn't come right away, but it took me a little while in program to learn that, my job wasn't to do and to fix, that my job was to listen. My job with working the 12 steps is to clear away the debris that is blocking me from my higher power, and then to learn to sit, just to sit with my higher power and listen to my higher power. And as like the person who just shared, a moment ago, that my, sorry, the postman's coming to the door, my dog is out there and I'm a little distracted, is that the person who shared before, I do 10 steps, I do a lot of 10 steps when I need to. And the gift that I've learned right now with the 10 steps when I do my fear turnaround was, instead of like my assuming I know what my higher power would have me be, it was to actually stop and take deep breaths, at least 3 deep breaths, so I can actually listen and hear my higher power. And then if I listen to the still small voice inside, which I truly believe is my higher power talking to me, I often hear 1, 2, 3 words of like truth, which is a message from my higher power. I don't know what I should be, but if I listen, my higher power directs me. And there are a few things that have happened this week that I would have reacted to in the past, but instead now I've learned to be able to listen to my higher power, and I've learned to be able to listen to my higher power, and I got really different guidance. And the guidance is often just to sit still, do nothing, and to simply just be able to feel my feelings, you know, just to be able to feel my feelings, to be aware, to accept what's going on. And the action is often just, it's not necessarily doing anything, it's just sitting with that. And that's a great gift to me. My higher power gives me so many gifts, it's just amazing. And I'm so grateful today to be able to start to recognize those gifts when thank you so much. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Cynthia C. Next up is Melanie C., followed by Mo H. 3 minutes, Melanie.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome, Donna W. My name is Melanie C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I live in Canby, Oregon. My thinking, I was to look at my own conscious thinking here, and now I'm in a place where I can address that through the process of the 10th step and the 11th step, which then brings about this spiritual awakening, so that I can go from my twisted thinking of my mind, which is where the disease is. The food's completely out of the way. The way I used to treat my disease with the food is completely out of the way. Now I'm learning how. Learning the language of the head was where I stayed all the time, and have that travel to my heart where my intuition is. And that's through this 10-step process. So the spiritual awakening, the way in which I operate my common sense, which I thought was rational thought, was going to be this uncommon sense, which would be then to operate with God's sense. And I need to practice that through a 10-step process. And that is essentially what was just described. It's 4 through 9 to be able to kind of move through all of that and then discuss it with somebody else. To this very day, I will pray to God, do this work here that I do here with the 10th and 11th step process. This is particularly specific guidelines to follow for that journey. I will run it past my sponsor or the network of women. I have about 3 women that have been pouring into my life for over 16 years and see if it all lines up. And then and only then, because I'll tell you, I have a record and a lousy track record of thinking that I was intuitive, thinking that I knew all about whatever was going on around me. And it was lousy, even though my pride and my ego would not allow me to think that way. And I continued to use that particular way of learning and living. We're now going to all rewind this thing, clear out the path, get a new foundation, and practice it in this particular way. I don't do it perfectly, and I'm telling you that it likes to leave me instantly. But each and every day, because I have the privilege of being grounded into other women that show me the way each and every day, and I have a foundational practice each and every day that covers my behind, I have freedom, and I might expect to receive in great measure, and I certainly have. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Melanie. Next up is Mo H., followed by April B.
Good morning. This is Mo H., recovered compulsive eater and sugar addict here in Northern California. Thank you, Donna, for your service. Good to hear you on the line. And thanks for everyone. Great paragraph again. The sentence I want to zero in on, and I was to sit quietly when in doubt, asking only for direction and strength to meet my problems as he would have me. And my problem has been the death of my husband, which will be 2 years in August. And I seem to have spent the first year busy, busy, busy in action, action, action. And I had a relapse in July of last year, and I've spent the second year in heavy, heavy grief. And I received a phone call yesterday from someone, and I know it was God directed because I have been sitting quietly and asking for direction, and I got clear direction. Is I have two choices, and one choice is to go on living, become alive and go on living, and the other choice is to stay where I am. And I want to move on. I want to go on, and I want to be active and working my program in a much stronger way than I have been. And I know my husband would want me to have a happy and joyous life being with my family and friends. And so, you know, not praying for myself, but praying for God's guidance in my life is now on top of my list here. And just grateful to have my abstinence for a year now, and hopefully I can be of service soon. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo H. Next up is April B, followed by Robin P.
Thank you, Donna. This is April B, compulsive overeater in Virginia. When I look at this paragraph, I think of all the paragraphs before where Bill has laid out, you know, this process of him getting sober, of the sobriety, of him getting the spiritual awakening, are the steps. He's gone through all the steps, and so now we're at step 11. And step 11 says, turning to the page there, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him. And here's the important part, I think, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. I think, as has already been shared, I was also very, very much praying for very specific things all the time, you know, like the list to Santa or something of all the things I wanted God to do for me. And I do, even now sometimes forget that when I'm doing these steps and I am working the steps, that I'm to pray for what God would have me do in any and every situation. Like, I've got lots, and I feel like I have lots of situations. Like, oh, I've got problems. I have doubts about lots of things. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do about A, B, C, and D. And the prayer is, God, what would you have me do? What is your will for me? And that gives me, even just saying that, gives me such a rushing sense of peace and tranquility, because I know eventually I'll be nudged, I'll get a hint, or someone will say the right thing, and I'll go, oh, that's it. That's what I'm supposed to be doing here. This is how I can be of service and how I can be helpful. And I forget these things. This is why I need these meetings. So we have to have this book, because I, you know, despite how many times I've gone through the steps, I still forget and need to be reminded. So again, just so grateful that you all are here. And that this meeting is here, and thank you to all of you who are doing service to get this meeting going today. Thank you, Team Thursday. I'll pass.
Thank you, April B. Next up is Robin P., and then we'll open the line. And if you haven't shared in the last 2 days, so that would be Tuesday or Wednesday, then get ready to share after Robin. Thank you, Robin.
Hi, Donna. Thanks so much for your service today. And everyone else who makes this meeting possible, I'm so grateful. I'm Robin P. I'm currently in Dallas, Texas, usually in Costa Rica. We are here for a couple of weeks because I am having a surgery. And, you know, turning my will and my life over to the care of God and praying only for knowledge of his will for me and the power to carry that out. I had some not great experiences as a kid with doctors, and it takes full surrender for me. And of myself, I'm nothing. The Lord doeth the work. Because if it were up to me, I would stay in Costa Rica and just hide from this. I just get to keep staying in the steps and staying in surrender and prayer meditation and trusting my higher power. And, wow, I've you know, I came into the program a ball of self-centered fear. And so sometimes the fear feels like it gets triggered and I just get to practice faith, you know. And I have the tools today, and I have the, I have not only the tools, but I have a God squad, and I just get to keep not relying on myself. And, you know, and every time I feel the fear, instead of going, oh, the fear is right, it's the same as the resentment, you know, the disease always says, oh, this is right. And the recovery says, you need to reach out for help, and you need to reach up for help, reach up and reach out. And so that's what I get to keep practicing. And I'm very grateful for people's prayers. And the surgery is on Tuesday, and I just get to keep showing up one moment at a time, doing the next right thing, and trusting that I'm in God's care. God bless everybody. It's a very blessed abstinence day. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin P. So although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. Who would like to join the next lineup? One at a time,
Susan,
please.
S-H. Sorry. Susan S-H.
Sorry, was that Susan?
Yes, S-H.
S-H. Thank you, Susan. Dion R.
Dave D.
Dave D. All right, we'll get started with those. And I'm going to put myself in there after Dave. Okay, Susan, please start, and then we'll be followed by Dion R.
Okay, this is Susan S.H. in Ohio, and I am a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And testing my thinking and sitting quietly when in doubt certainly does bring to mind the 11th step. And yesterday, the paragraph that we read yesterday, and I just, it talked really about 8 and 9, and I thought, oh, I'd much rather talk about 10 and 11. It's so, such a beautiful step and so loved by me. But the fact is that these steps all fit together and are all just as important. And one day, the step that is absolutely my favorite may not be, and yeah. I love it. I love them all so much. They are my directions. The real truth is I need each step, and I'm grateful how they fit together and support each other to guide me if I will just turn to my higher power and follow them. When I step out in faith and share, as I heard someone on the earlier meeting talk about, the words and the truth that come up, the words that come out of me are words that I needed to hear myself. So often. So sharing with others is such an important part of my recovery. It, because the words that I share with others, hoping to be helpful, help me. And what I needed to hear. And so ours is a program of surrender and growing. And may I continue to surrender and grow. And see how grateful I am for this new way of life. And I pass.
Thank you, Susan S.H. Next up, we have Dion R., followed by Dave D.
Yes. Hi, my name is Dion R., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from the seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. Thank you all for your beautiful share. It's something about being in the meeting that I just love the course, or how God uses his wisdom to help each and every one of us that shares. And just let me know, that we are all, we're unique, but we also the same. And I forgot to say I'm from Ohio. Right now I'm in New York. Yay. But right, just being reminded where it says, I was to test my thinking by the new God consciousness within me. And common sense would thus become uncommon sense. To me, that's the total opposite of what
work for me, consciousness, getting in touch with God, that's the part that becomes, to me, that's uncommon. That's uncommon. Who does that? I do today. I didn't do that. You know, common sense is like tit for tat, this for that, you know. And today, just hearing you all sharing and all maybe the ups and downs, but the center, we have a solution. And it works, and it works, and it works. It's never stopped working. I don't know what that magic is in this solution when I go into that God consciousness. It just works, you know, and I love it. And anything that works for me, I'm going to keep doing it. Why wouldn't I? Right? And it's just never was I to pray for myself, except as my request board on my usefulness to others. And I used to try to deceive God with that. That was common to me. But God, I want you to get my children this for Christmas because they'll be happy. They'll really be happy if their mom gets these shoes, you know, so she can. You know what I mean? It's that selfishness. It is what it is. That's what I was like growing up in Overeaters Anonymous. Today, to be able to give unconditionally just because, that's priceless. That's priceless. And to receive is hard for me, but today I'm learning just like you are, one day at a time. So thank you all for allowing me to share, and you're doing a beautiful job, moderator. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Gianar. Next up is Dave D., followed by me, Donna W., and then we'll have time, I believe, for a few more. Go ahead, Dave D. And Dave, you might need to unmute. We can't hear you. All right, Dave, one more try. We can't hear you.
There we go. Right, is that good?
Okay,
can you hear
great.
Me?
Good. Yes.
All right, good. I was babbling away, and I thought I was on the internet. Anyway, my name is Dave. I'm a food addict and an alkie from Port Townsend, Washington. I live up on the Olympic Peninsula north. I'm on the frontier. What a wonderful paragraph, huh? This is a phenomenal page that Bill gave us in this book. Lays out the entire 12 steps. All I need to do is just keep reading this page sometimes. Okay. Somebody told me once that in my quiet time that I was never to pray for myself except as my request bore to my usefulness to others. You know, and that meant that I needed to take a pen and paper with me to my quiet time. And then when I had these thoughts coming through my head, I was supposed to jot them down so that after 20 minutes or half an hour in the quiet time, that I would take a look at them and see what was self-driven and what was driven towards others. And then I would have a chance to actually go out and do some service today. The old-fashioned thing of wash your wife's car, do a good job, and don't tell her. The thing is that I have thoroughly enjoyed this meeting today and the folks who have shared. And I thank you very much for your for your service. And I love Vision. So thanks very much. Dave from Port Townsend, Washington, food addict.
Thank you, Dave. Hi, this is Donna W. checking in from California. And so grateful to be abstinent and in a meeting today. Thank you all for your patience and flexibility with me. And boy, I just really needed to check in because I'm in the midst of a big move. I'm moving house after 20 years. I moved out of one house and don't move into the next house maybe for another week or more. And been kind of transient, went camping, and now I'm at my sister's, and then we're going to stay somewhere else. And I get really overwhelmed when, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm an addict and I like everything in order and knowing where everything is. And that's not where things are right now, but I get to just do this one day at a time. And I just loved hearing people talking about that they're action people. I'm an action person. And you know what? When I feel like I need to start speeding up, it's when I need to slow down and listen. And my higher power speaks very quietly and with very few words like others have shared. So I have to get real quiet to hear it. And then, you know, I have tools like the 10 steps. So Thank you for the reminders to sit quietly and to do 10 steps, and I can get through this all one day at a time. I don't have to figure it all out. I don't have to run my life. God's running the show today, and I just get to show up and do the next right thing and be of service. Thank you, and I pass. And with that, we have time for at least three more shares. So who would like to share next? The floor is open. Go ahead.
Joyce.
Noel E.
Is that Joyce C? Noel C? And we'll take at least one more. Cheryl S., Nevada. Is that Cheryl?
Yes. Cheryl S.
Cheryl S. Great. So we've got Joy C followed by Noel C and Cheryl S. Go ahead, Joy.
Hi, this is Joy C from Las Vegas, Nevada. Becoming aware of my higher power, I wanted my higher power to stop my compulsive eating and to take care of all my problems, and then I would be recovered. But I kept going on in program for many, many years, working the steps, and I could not get abstinent for any period of time. What is occurring now and what I realize is that I have to check with my higher power. I have to check in and rely on this God consciousness within. I was planning, I kept going to my higher power, but I was, you know, like for a day at a time, for one day, but not the next. And what I was doing is asking for this recovery, planning for a time, planning my future and for a future where I would not have my higher power to rely on. And what I realize is God is going to be with me every single day and every single moment. And that if I would do the uncommon thing of checking in when I feel uncomfortable and asking for what direction to take, that I can rely on without fail. And today, just reading that, I got goosebumps because I know that I don't have to do this alone anymore. And God will take me through as long as I will check in and whatever and do what I hear and do those directions. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Joy C. Next up is Noel C.
Hi, everyone. It's actually Noel E. Gratefully recovered, currently in Florida. And I am driving from Florida to Louisiana with three kids under seven in the back. So God's got me. But I just wanted the opportunity to share on this. How it says, you know, we test our God consciousness. I've been on vacation here with my best friend from college and her family for a week, and my kids, and there are just, you know, there were so many plans that I had in my head of how it would go, of, you know, of the way I would talk about things with her and share things with her, and God just kept telling me to test, you know, she's not just, you know, what's the motivation? Just calling me to sit quiet and look to him, look to her, look to the river, look to a bird. All those things represent God to me. And I'm not in control of anything. And it is the best feeling in the world to just continue to be curious and led. I'm just so grateful. So God lead the way. I'll be in the car with these kids for the next 2 days. I love everybody. That's it for me. I'll pass.
Thank you, Noel E, safe driving. And next up is Cheryl S.
This is Cheryl S., and I'm in Mountain Springs, Nevada. And I am a recovering compulsive overeater. I am not yet recovered. I have been in a different focus group in OA, but I've really been searching for more depth in the big book, and I'm finding it here in A Vision for You. And with regard to this paragraph, this really describes a process that I do that's called two-way prayer, which I love. And like it was shared before, when I sit quietly, I take a piece of paper and a pen, and I write down the thoughts that come into my head. And it says in this paragraph that I was to test my thinking. So that implies that there's some kind of action that I need to take when I sit quietly. And what I've been taught is, you know, after I write down all of the stuff that I write for about 5 minutes in my prayer, that I've got to go back and test the things that I've written. And if they are honest and pure and unselfish and loving, then those are the thoughts that come from my higher power. But if they are selfish, self-seeking, if they are fearful, dishonest, then I know that those are the thoughts that come from me. And I get both of those thoughts. You know, God is in me, but I'm in me too. And I express both my own will and God's will. And so I have to actually take the action to figure out, you know, what is God's will. And those are the actions that I and thoughts that I need to act on. And the next thing that it says that I found very interesting was, you know, I'm to ask for direction and strength. And, you know, I've always kind of focused on and looked for what's the direction that I'm supposed to take. But reading this again this morning, I realized that I'm also supposed to ask for strength. Because if I'm talking about my problems and asking for guidance, you know, it's probably because I can't handle the problem. I don't have the strength to handle the problem, but God, my higher power, has the strength. And so I have to ask for that, not just the direction, but for the strength to carry that out. And the last thing, which I kind of alluded to in the beginning, is I have to take action. If I just do this, if I just sit quietly and I ponder the things that, you know, the guidance that I've gotten, nothing happens. I don't get anything because faith without works is dead, as it says in the Bible. So I must take action. And sometimes that action is uncomfortable. And I guess that's where the strength comes in. So thank you so much, everybody, for being here, for your service. This is a wonderful, wonderful place to be. I'm loving learning about the big book. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Cheryl S. So it looks like we have time for like two and a half minute shares. Who would like to share? And remember that if you haven't shared on Tuesday or Wednesday, then please jump in. The water's warm. And just to remind folks, we read page 13, the fourth paragraph. I was to test my thinking. Go ahead and unmute and jump in.
Liz A. Liz from Michigan.
Liz A.
Kim T. Colorado.
All right, we'll wrap up there. Kim T. So Liz A. and Kim T., if you could each take about 2.5 minutes, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Liz A. from Michigan, and I'm recovering from bulimia, compulsive overeating, restricting. I don't love the word recovered. I've been in program for over 3 decades, and I still find it one day at a time. I, in order to test my thinking, need a God bigger than I am, because I can think that, yeah, that's a God thought. This is a God thought, and my higher power reveals to me in a deeper way. Sometimes it's painful because I make mistakes doing it, right? And so I have to keep in that conscious contact with God, and I have to understand in my weakness that I'm strong, because this disease would have killed me had I continued on that path. I just wanted to claim my seat because I haven't shared in months, and I will pass.
Thank you, Liz A. Next up is Kim T, and you can take 3 minutes if you like.
Thank you. Hi, this is Kim T, compulsive reader from Colorado. Pretty much like the previous speaker just said, I just want to claim my seat. I haven't said anything on this meeting in forever. And I'm so, so grateful that I have 2 weeks of entire abstinence, and I'm working the steps with a sponsor through the big book. And when I say I'm grateful today or recently, I really have been grateful. And I haven't always felt that when I've said it. I've just known that's the right thing to say, but I haven't felt it. And this morning when I went for a walk, I was just truly grateful that, first of all, I can walk. I've had some accidents in the past couple of years that has severely restricted my movement, and that's been a challenge. And to just be able to walk and to see and to hear and to smell in all our senses, that is truly a blessing for me. And I need to hear myself say that sometimes, because I'll take it for granted in a minute. And I like the reminder that I heard this morning. So when I pray, I should just ask for, or I should make requests, so I can be more useful to others. And that is just such a profound statement, because I recently was just praying for, please God, please God, please God, I need to be absent, please, 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 all me. And I forgot what I should be praying for, and I'm appreciative of the big book and the clear-cut directions in here. So thank you for leading the meeting and chairing the meeting, moderating the meeting, and you're doing a beautiful job. That's it. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Kim T. Okay. Thank you for all the awesome shares today and for sharing your recovery, experience, strength, and hope. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. We'll be on our Please Read a Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Dion R., we can't hear you. Hey, Jody, do you mind jumping in to read a vision for you for us? Page 164.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yeah, we got you, Dion.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm telling you, this technology stuff, I love it. Okay. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass. for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find, and you will join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thanks for allowing me.